In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
I think it's crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's okay. Like, I mean, crazy in a good way, but it's like there's no loyalty anymore. I mean, people just following the money. I feel like...
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, interesting. I thought you would have gone a completely different direction.
Nah, like, I feel like at some point, you know, if dudes, you know, I got friends who their dream is to go to the NBA, right? And, you know, and NIL comes in and it's like... You follow the money, you could really fall in love with the game. 2 years in the college, bounce, you know, you got $2-3 million in the bank, never touch a ball again. But
right.
It's because I think NIL is exploiting, like, did you really love basketball or were you just doing it for the money? So
okay.
I think that.
So you're looking at it from the perspective of the love of the game.
Yeah.
And the camaraderie of the teammates.
Yeah.
Really the brotherhood and all of that. You didn't raise this boy, right? Because when I was 17, I'd be like, look, bro, if I'm getting the check, I don't care if we go 0-30 if I have $2 million in the bank. So that's just high character for you, Dylan, in your perspective as a father that, you know, has a son that's definitely going to get some looks for college, has a daughter that is also already getting looks for college. What are your thoughts on NIL and what it's done to the game?
Well, I think what it's done is caused instability where before you thought it was going to cause stability. I think the instability comes with being able to transfer. Right. If it were you had to sit in one place and your name, image and likeness could be you could get compensated fairly for that while you're let's say if this was around when Ed O'Bannon, this is where it all started. Right. Ed O'Bannon and Charles O'Bannon at UCLA and they were selling video games with their face and number on it. If they were able to get that and stay at UCLA, I think the stability would have increased. So let's be clear about something. Dalen's already gotten some NIL money. In something that he did. Well, what people need to understand is NIL isn't the collective part. This isn't what the school provides. It's what corporate advertisers are willing to pay a college student in order to use their name, image, and likeness to advertise. So Dalen did a deal last year, or I remember was it the year before, with the book deal, the ad that they filmed him for, and they used it in advertisement. He got paid. For okay. And in state high school here in Tennessee, as parents, we had to review a 4-page deal about NIL. So it's even at the high school level now. So, you know, my cousin played for the University of Michigan the year before the Fab Five got there. And so it's well documented, the Mitch Albom book and everything like that, how outside of Easy Ed Martin or Big Ed Martin, they really weren't getting any money like that, right? And so they, you know, their jerseys were selling for $85 in the right. bookstore, and you know it was a Weber jersey or right. a Jalen Rose jersey, and they weren't getting any
no money at all.
That, and none of right. that.
And now they're getting a lot of money under the table from allegedly, because I know that hasn't been court case. I don't want to get sued.
I will say this right. as somebody who my first cousin Sam Mitchell, rest in peace. Right. was there when it was all going down. And we were on campus, off campus, visiting them off and on, you know, going from Oakwood up there or whatever. And I'll tell you this, that if they were getting a lot of money under the table, it didn't show. And I mean, they would have showed it. Like Jalen Rose talks about this all the time. Yeah, right. he, you know, he got some sneakers, he got a little pizza money here, there, maybe a starter jacket or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they weren't getting the Eric Dickerson Trans Am special.
That did not happen right. until it got time for the draft.
Now, Tractor Trailer and Lewis Bullock, they did get the...
Yes,
they
got but that. I'm only talking about the Fab Five right. era, right? They weren't...
And rest in peace to the Tractor Trailer.
Yeah, you would think that they were getting that, but they weren't. They right. really weren't. And so that's, that. You know...
Well, I think they were the first group that said openly that we should get it.
Right. Absolutely.
Because they made so much money for the NCAA. And, you know, it's a travesty. But there's got to be middle ground. I want to correct myself. I was talking about Shaka Smart.
Shaka
not
Smart.
Not Sasha Khan that played against them for yeah. Kansas. I just wanted to correct myself. And Shaka Smart, who's now the coach at Marquette. You know, coming from VCU. And you always had these VCUs and the Drakes and the Wichita States and the Ionas. You know, as you look at them, they're 13 seed, they're 12 seed, they're 11 seed. And you're like, man, you know, Iona against the worst team in the Big Ten. That Iona might win that game. But now these guys, that are going, if you look at the Final Four rosters and you look at the teams that are really successful, a lot of these guys transferred from Iona. A lot of these guys transferred from Florida Atlantic. You know, they transferred. You had the Florida Atlantic team that went to the Final Four several years ago. You had the San Diego State team. Those guys are all gone. Yeah. They all went to UCLA now. They're all playing for Mick Cronin. You know, they're playing for, you know, these larger coaches. Now you're seeing coaches, Maryland's coach is going to Nova. I mean, it's just complete carnage, in my opinion, and it's changed, you know, both football and basketball. But I'm curious, America is greedy everywhere else. So that elite person that's Dalen's age that works for Google and is a genius, they're going to go to the highest bidder. Why should the NCAA be any different?
I'm going to give you a great example. In the NCAA tournament, University of Tennessee went pretty far this year, men's, right? Chaz Lanier is a Nashville kid, right, who went to two different schools before this. They were lower-level schools. He's got 1 year at UT, and he is just all over TV and everything like that. Mm-hmm. He's generating his own NIL by his performance, but he's doing it on the bigger stage. So what you've got to do is you've got to be able to spread that TV love back down to the mid-majors. Then kids won't have to necessarily feel like they got to go to UT in order to tap into that NIL. But right now, nobody can compete with, you know, the top five or six schools because they've got TV deals. You know what I'm saying? So if you do more, that's why Colorado is such, I know this isn't about Deion, but that's why Colorado is such an interesting case, because by brute force, Deion has made them the third watched college team on TV behind Ohio State and Alabama.
Right.
So he's literally created their own NIL model by utilizing the exposure to bring in. They're airing commercials of Shedeur Shiloh and him during the Ohio State Michigan game.
Right.
So somewhere along the line, if you can, it goes back to TV money. If you can create exposure back down the line and make that a little bit more even, then the actual advertising dollars will stay at a little bit lower level, so that all these guys don't have to flock to Alabama just to get seen.
So before we cut to a break, I want to ask Dalen, you know, somebody that, once again, you'll be going into your senior year, you'll be looking at opportunities of where you're going to go to college, if, you know, you're going to take recruiting trips, things like that. What are you looking for in a school other than just, you know, if you could get money or NIL, like, what are the things you're looking for? I'm curious of your lens. What is a recruit that's going into their senior year? What are you looking for in a school where you want to put your name and your legacy and spend the next 4 years of your life?
Really just like, just the way, I don't know, probably like school life, like, you know, college life, dorm life, I guess that's what you call it. I mean, there's a lot of key factors that I don't know a lot about, so I had to go more into that. I mean, a coach would be like the main thing, just to see, like, you know, go in there, see if the teammates are cool, stuff like that. But there's a lot of stuff that I just don't know about. But yeah, like, if it just seems like a good fit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you seem to have a lot, because you said that it's not about the money. You've talked about, you know, you said team like four times. You mentioned coaching several times. You really have a personal lens where it seems that the journey and the people that are in your foxhole with you, like the people that you're around you, that matters a lot to you, as opposed to, I'm just going to go somewhere where I can get 20 shots a game, or I know I'm guaranteed to get 30 minutes a game. You seem to be more focused on, I want to be somewhere where I'm surrounded by people that I trust, I have a coach that I trust, all of those things. Where does that spirit, if you don't mind digging a little deeper and telling the audience on SiriusXM, where does that spirit come from? Because everybody doesn't think like that. Some people, they just want to get their buckets. They just want to get their playing time and opportunity, but it's much deeper for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think most definitely it just comes from, like, the way I was raised and stuff. If I'm being honest, I've seen a lot of people, even myself, like, they'll get so caught into, you know, doing what they need to do, and they'll end up, like, losing themselves in the process. You know, like, you know, you can go to a school where you're getting all the shots, and then you realize that you don't talk to nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really knows you outside of you're just a basketball guy and stuff like that. And I just think it's just bigger than basketball, honestly, you know.
Man, that's a lot of wisdom from a very young man. What we'll do, we'll cut to a break. We'll come back with one more final segment. I'm with Carlin the Great Alford and Dalen Alford. We'll be back. More than Lance Day Radio Network, Sirius XM 141. Do you need to lose a significant amount of weight? Are you fighting a serious chronic condition like hypertension or diabetes? This is Lance J here for Dr. Fabian Garcia at MedHealth Clinical Solutions. Although based in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Garcia is now working with patients all over the country via telehealth. Dr. G is a student of both autophagy and intermittent fasting. His wellness coaching helped me to go from 270 pounds down to a slim 205. That's a size 32 waist from a 40. Call 321-989-6887 or go to medhealthclinic.com to engage with their staff and book an appointment. Trust me, your body will thank you.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. Just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Look, man, all I'm saying, if I'm going to take your package, split need be fair. I mean, I got to pay all my people the same and then you upping the price on them.
Pay your people less.
They my people, though.
Show it yourself. Split is 60-40. You want better, you need to tool up. I'm wait for Chris, Snoop, and the rest of my people to compare call on your people.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.